came into power to policy consistency, and a series of reports introduced to the sector. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development and Planning Secretary Dr. Hakeria Kabeka said the consistent policy direction under the UPND administration has created the predictability in the mining industry, thereby encouraging increased investment in the sector. Dr. Kabeka explained that the current administration identified the need to reform mineral development policies, which he says were previously restrictive to mining investment and lacked emphasis on strategic partnerships within the industry. He tells Police News that the policy was aimed at and significantly opened up the mining subsector, which he describes as having been technically closed for the reforms. Dr. Kabeka said it comes to the separation of policy from regulation, which resulted in the establishment of the Minerals Regulatory Commission, MRC, as one of the measures that have improved efficiency in the regulation of the mining sector.
Because of the consistency of the policy, which is a critical measure, there is the predictability, and the sector of mining generally is a long-term kind of business. You don't go into mining for a quick win. You go into mining for a long time. That being the case, it will imply that when there is a policy development that is predictable, that is consistent, and that is a thing that will attract more investment, as I've seen in the past 4.5 years of the UPND government.
Two people appear saved after an automatic train was attended in Ngoyo District on the president yesterday around 15 hours. As we asked what happened when an automatic man for the 3.6 and 11 riders loaded with coal reportedly experienced a violent movement towards Ngoyo before the deliveries and overturning between Vancouver and Ngoyo Railway Station near Katana Village. According to Zambia Railway's Greater Public Relations Manager, Sandra Mwanga, preliminary reports indicate that the two victims, believed to have been walking between the railways, were first men had become panicked by the mist of the train riders. Says that rescue and recovery operations are currently underway. While investigations have since been launched to establish the cause of the vulnerable movement and determine the true circumstances of the accident.
Preliminary reports indicate that two individuals were walking within the railway workshop and may have been attacked beneath the overturned wagon. Rescue and recovery operations are currently underway. Our first police have affected individuals and their families during this extreme weather disruption. The possibility of loss of life in this disruption is particularly present, and every effort is being made to locate and assist those involved as quickly and safely as possible.
Police on the Cotabas have launched a manhunt for a known criminal who stole 600 by 50 kilogram bags of spiral flour bombs and 485 in pressure belonging to Sky Mining Limited and Destiny Property Director. Cotabas Deputy Police Commissioner Gavin Devine says that the incident occurred yesterday, Friday, May 16th, 2022, around 15 hours in the Magana area of Karibishi after a truck transporting the consignment of a train on a damaged tracer by the road. She explains that according to preliminary information, the truck driver, 34-year-old manager in the Magana area in Ndola, left Ndola at about 11 hours carrying consignment of flour to the conveyor, but while attempting to avoid a bank terminal breaker at a bad intersection of the road, the truck overturned. In a statement, the news device says that members of the public allegedly took advantage of the accident and looted the flour from the overturned truck before officers arrived at the scene, adding that two heavy-duty batteries valued at 12,000 kwacha were also stolen, bringing the total value of the stolen property to 492,000 kwacha. She says that a docket has since been opened and investigations are underway as police have so far managed to recover 80 bags of flour valued at 64,000 kwacha, while no arrests have been made. The Catholic Church of Zimbabwe, CCZ, has described the late American Archbishop Marshall Reverend Pelexo Soldier as a devoted servant of God. He dedicated his life to the service of the Church and humanity. American Archbishop Pelexo Soldier died yesterday, May 15, 2026, at the age of 79, after serving as Archbishop of Lusaka in the Catholic Church from 1996 until his retirement in 2018. In second, CCZ General Secretary, Reverend Karen Perry, said Archbishop Pelexo's courageous voice on matters of government, justice, peace, and national unity earned him deep respect across denominational and society lines. Reverend Perry says that through his humility, wisdom, and unwavering commitment to truth, Archbishop Pelexo remained a beacon of moral leadership in Zambia. He has sent his former heartfelt condolences to the Catholic Church, of the Uganda Council of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, the Archdiocese of Lusaka, Archbishop and Pendant family, and all the faithful affected by the loss. Meanwhile, in the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has described the late Archbishop Bishop as a rare servant of God who strongly defended the Christians and guided leaders on how citizens ought to be governed. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuya says the party will remember the late former bishop of the Lusaka Archdiocese as a royal servant of God who demonstrated boldness and courage throughout his ministry, noting that he remained fearless in speaking out against wrongdoing by those in authority, even in the face of threats to his life.
Because I will be remembered as a royal servant of God, who stood and defended the scripture, and how good scripture ought to be governed by those in authority. His spirit of body has imparted on me by the Almighty God, a sure vision that we were fearless in confronting those in authority that fear. Even when his life was broken, as FDD, we shall remember that Bishop America is taken for a critical role he played in shaping the governance landscape in Zambia.
Zambia's Chief Managing Director, Professor Mazumbu, says that the 76 million soldiers from the Boko Haram is in course for completion and commissioning of the project. The state of the art warehouse and packaging facility is expected to enable the company to maintain improved land product cover, improve product safety, and meet all market demand. Taking during a tour of the construction site at the Zambia Sugar Estate in Nairobi, Mr. Mavonga said that the project's two-phase economic impact is already benefiting the local economy. He noted that during the current construction phase, a Zambian contractor has been engaged, while several third contractors involved in the project, local companies adding that the project is also positively impacting the retail and accommodation sectors.
We are very proud that the project is being done by Russian, also the Dutch company. So you can imagine the investment that is being done by the Dutch company. And we are supporting the local management. Secondly, there is employment during construction. All the people that are involved right now include people that are working there. Those are jobs that are come as a result of the project.
Meanwhile, ABF Sugar Chief Executive Officer Paul Campbell expressed satisfaction with the pace of progress being made on the Tazavuka project. Mr. Campbell said ABF Sugar, which owns Zambia Sugar through its Africa Sugar operations, remains committed to supporting projects that enhance investment and contribute to the growth of the local economy.
Yeah, we don't have this morning to see some of the architects work. I was just in the world from day one.